Hola, esta semana en la Nación Minera Informe, con el sol de clima caído. Hello, this is this week's Miner Nation Report. With sun finally laying down some warm weather, the miners' spring sports continue to work towards the end of their regular seasons, and in some cases, the playoffs. Girls lacrosse, still ranked number one in the state, hosted Skyline, and after a tight first half that left the score knotted at 8, the Lady Miners turned up the heat in the second half, pulling away for the 14-10 convincing win. Haley Adelman, Hannah Hyatt, Marina Mayo, McKenna Tixon, Katie Mealy, and Danielle Lesher all on the scoring column. On Friday night, it was a fantastic senior celebration as they honored their seniors and then beat Brighton in a great game 10-9. Congrats goes out to those seniors, Lesher, Adelman, Mealy, Tixon, and Lily Howell on their final regular season home game. Park City finished the regular season 12-0. They are still the number one seed and will host Bingham this Friday night at Dozier Field. Kickoff set for 5:30. Actually, it might not be a kickoff. They might just they throw the ball in or something. Anyway, boys lacrosse will play today over at Quinn's against Riverton in preparation for their state playoff game, which is going to be on Saturday at Dozier. The time and opponent still to be determined at press time. Girls softball, well, they continued to struggle, falling last week in 3 home contests. They lost to Juan Diego 17-0, ALA 18-0, and Morgan 10-0. Well, it's been a long season for the girls, but they got a chance to get a win on Monday, today, at 3:30 when they take on Carbon. That would be a great way to finish out and then get ready for next year. Boys baseball, they took on the Union Cougars all last week. It was Tuesday in Roosevelt where the Miners exploded for 10-7 and 11-4 wins. Then back on the Miners diamond on Friday, they were even more impressive with an 8-0 win. The Miners, who are now 19-5 overall, 8-3 in Region 10, will have a chance at winning back-to-back region championships this afternoon. That's right, today, on the Park City field against Juan Diego. The Soaring Eagle is 9-2 in region, but the Miners have split the first 2 games with them. So today, the winner will get the region championship. First pitch set for 3 o'clock. Get out to Miner Field. Then the Miners, they are going to host Stansbury on Tuesday at 3:30. It'll be a final tune-up for state, which begins this Saturday. And if the Miners can get that win today and be the region champion, they are going to host the playoff games on Saturday. Time and opponent to be determined. Stay tuned. Playoffs on the pitch began last week for the boys' soccer, and after a first-round blowout of North Stampede 5-0, the Miners were primed to advance into the semis by getting to host Cedar on Saturday. Cedar's a great team, and it was a thrilling contest on the Dozier turf. Cedar up 1-0. Gunner Straight Gunnerson finds the net in the second half to tie it up at 1, but Cedar found a way to knock in a rebound for the winning goal that advanced the Redmen and eliminated the Miners. They finished the season with a record of 10 wins, 6 losses, 1 tie. Couple of other notes on the calendar. State Choir is competing at state down at Maple Mountain High School this Friday and Saturday. Boys tennis, they're in the state tournament on Friday and Saturday at BYU. Track and field will have their Region 10 championships out at Uinta on Friday and Saturday as well. So you are up to speed in the Miner Nation. This report has been brought to you by the UPS Stores, Elliott Work Group, Park City High School Booster Club, and Rich Fine Realtor. My name is Scott Chester. Be sure to like the Park City Miner Nation Facebook page. And this has been this week's Miner Nation Report. Feliz Cinco de Mayo.